Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on 6th of April 2025. Apologies for not putting a podcast out on Thursday night. I'll be honest, I came back from work, I'm absolutely tired. I've been having this plantar fasciitis problem in my foot, so I've been in quite a bit of pain and not sleeping brilliantly or finding it quite draining. But I came back Thursday night, didn't really have much to talk about other than what I was planning for the weekend. And just lacked a bit of motivation with the doing the podcast for you, which is bad, very bad of me, I'll be honest with you, very bad of me. I've got to sometimes keep it up. But my plan was to do one on Friday, but we've been trying to sort out the website. You may recall back in the beginning of March, I upgraded the server, but it looks like the server upgrade didn't complete for whatever reason. So I've been retrying to tackle that. A lot of phone calls, a lot of trying to get things done, but we're getting there slowly. Hopefully this podcast is going to work as well, because we've had, because of a server upgrade going through and things, we're hoping this is going to work. So fingers crossed, everything is fine. If you're listening to it, you know it is okay. Now, we've had a really successful weekend here, actually. Friday, as I said, I was sorting things out, admin stuff, sat indoors trying to tackle things. So I didn't do that much gardening, but whenever I needed a break, I did pop out into the garden and do a bit of potting on, mainly. The main thing I wanted to do here at home, actually, over the weekend, was just get lots of plants potted on, which I managed to do. And also, another thing I wanted to do was set up a hot bin composting system that I have. Now, the hot bin composting system is just basically a glorified composter, but it traps in heat and it should effectively mean that we get quite a fast producing compost. Don't quite know how it is going to work until it is too late, but until it's done, but this is an experiment that we're running. You'll hear more on this on tomorrow's podcast. I've run down the allotment Saturday morning as well, and I've managed, what do I do actually? I'm trying to think. Oh, I've lifted up cardboard to try and get the ground going, and I've done an experiment down there where I've got green manure in one bed, and I'm just going to constantly hoe another bed to see how the two compare. So that's been going on down on the allotment and here at home. So not the most productive weekend, in all honesty. But lots of things have been going on, really. Managed to get a bit of a social life, which is the first time in a long time that I've been out socially. Now, today, of course, it was the day to sow a coriander from this month's seed packet. I'm hoping at least some of you have got the seeds safe. I never know if they actually turn up. I had an email from somebody who thought they hadn't had theirs for March, but it turned out they had, so I send them out around the first of every month or the last day of the month. And I never know. I've had it in the past where people haven't received theirs, which is really annoying because I always make sure I send them. But of course, if anybody doesn't receive them, I'll just send another pack along, no questions asked. So I'm hoping or at least some of you anyway have had your seeds by now. So today it was time to sow the coriander. Now, coriander is a delicious herb that we grow quite a lot of. And it's a herb that, it's a bit of a marmite. Some people like it, some people don't. And there's actually a genetic thing going on there as to why you may or may not like coriander. To some people, it tastes like soap. But for me, I like the stuff, and we try and use it. Well, I do. I use it quite a bit in our cooking. My wife actually doesn't like it, but it is a good herb to grow nonetheless. So what I've done, I've actually sown mine in my veggie pot. I just made a drill in the ground, sowed a few seeds into that, and then we'll wait for those to germinate. Once they're growing, it's just a case of keeping them well watered, making sure they never dry out. Don't really need to feed them, but if you do have to feed them with anything, a bit of nitrogen, chicken manure pellets or something, or compost will be absolutely fine. And then you just harvest the leaves and stalks as and when you need them. The important thing with coriander, like most herbs, is just make sure they never dry out. And that can lead, if you let them dry out, can lead to bolting. So we want to make sure they never dry out. This is why I like using a veggie pod. And as easy as that, really, some of these herbs are just so easy to grow. What I would recommend, don't sow all the seeds in one go. Sow a few now, sow a few more in a month's time and so on, just to try and spread out the harvests. You can sow these outdoors, but I would do them under a cloche or a bit of protection just to try and ensure that they germinate okay. Really, it is as easy as that. I've got not much more to say on how to grow coriander, really, but I do have a bit of a concern, actually. We've had some really nice weather here over this last week, really nice weather, and we've been out walking the dog a few times, but I've also noticed down on the allotment and in the garden that it's starting to look very, very dry. Now, after a really wet winter, I believe we had a lot of rain, you would have thought I would be sick of rain. And actually, after how wet it was last year, I will admit it is nice to get a bit of sun, but I am worried about how dry it is becoming. And I'm actually starting to see cracks in the ground, in the soil, when we're out walking the dog. Now, that's not a good sign, because here we are, literally first week of April, beginning of spring, and cracks in the soil are developing. What can we do about it? Well, one of the big things, of course, collect as much rainwater as possible. And this is something I'm good at. I've got lots of water butts. We try and collect as much as we possibly can, and that's something we will continue doing. And often I have to pump water from one butt to another to try and maximise the amount of water that we have. So it's a good thing. Collect as much rainwater as possible. But what else could we do? Mulch is a big thing for me as well. I mulch all around my plants to try and make sure that the soil doesn't dry out or dries out less. It sort of adds a cover over the soil. Now, the best compost or the best mulch for me is compost. And actually, we've been using quite a bit of compost out the our bins to mulch around my onions and my garlic this weekend. And that should give it a good blanket to store in some of that moisture. But of course, that's not the only thing we could use. Grass clippings, or we could buy a mulch from a garden centre as well. Just gives us a bit more options of things that we could use. For me, grass clippings is one that I use a lot of, mainly because we are cutting the grass anyway, so we might as well use it. Other than composting, might as well use it as a mulch. So really start looking at what your soil is looking at. Look at how dry it is getting. Try and store as much rainwater and use a mulch. Right, well, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. I will be back on Thursday, where we're going to sow our next load of seeds. So until then, please take care. Oh, one more thing before I go. I nearly forgot about this. I am running a competition on tomorrow's podcast. And we are running a competition to win tickets to the Sunday of the Gardeners World Spring Fair down in Bewley in the New Forest. If you, as members of a supporters club, if you want to be in with a chance to win tickets, let me know and your name will instantly go into the hat. No real competition. I'm going to run a competition for everybody else. But if you want to be in with a chance, and I'm only saying that because if you don't want to go, if you're not interested in going, then I won't put your name in the hat. But if you do want to go, let us know. Let me know. Just an email, richard@vegrowpodcast.co.uk, and I'll put your name straight in the hat. Right, now it is time to wrap up. You take care, guys. I'll speak to you again next time.